Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The headline is Dow futures little changed ahead of a key inflation report. What's the report we're expecting today?
Yeah, it is. The market's kind of violently unchanged. The expectation is that we're going to see inflation running better than 5% for the fourth month in a row. And we got a little taste of that last week with the producer price index, which has been averaging about not quite 0.75% per month. And that's been going on now for the last 7 or 8 months. So inflation is here. And certainly if you've, filled up your car, gone to the grocery store or tried to buy a car or hotel or rent a car, you know that inflation is here.
The big question is, when does the Fed start considering raising rates? What's the answer?
Well, the first thing they have to do is get rid of all the bond purchasing that they are doing. So they're doing $120 billion a month, and they're going to start to taper. That's the discussion, is when they start tapering. Once they are done tapering, then they can start raising rates. So it's kind of a two-step process, and that's why one of the things that we're going to be watching for is that discussion around tapering. And right now, to this point, Chair Powell is talking about, we want to see stronger employment numbers before we're really ready to talk about tapering aggressively. And obviously, last month's employment numbers were not that great. So they're still waiting for those better employment numbers before they're aggressively tapering, and then they can talk about raising rates.
On your blog, you wrote that this economy is very different than it was prior to the pandemic, and it's not likely to be normal for quite some time. Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, as you go through the stores, you're looking to buy items, and you and I have kind of kidded about it over the last couple of months. Christmas is going to be very different this year because there's not going to be as much stuff on the shelf as we're used to seeing at Christmas time because we're having problems getting goods, and goods especially, to the end consumer. So we still have a huge stockpile of ships waiting to get into port. We're having trouble getting stuff from point A to point B. And I think a lot of companies are reviewing what they're doing as far as where their manufacturing is. And there are some companies that are talking more about manufacturing in the United States or much closer to their end markets as opposed to doing a lot overseas where it's going to take a lot of time, money, and effort to get those products to the U.S. So I think when you're looking at it, that the supply chain is not anything that's going to get fixed anytime soon. It's going to be with us for a long time. These issues that we're seeing in getting things to market. And I think we're going to see this well through 2022.
When your clients are worried about a serious stock decline, what are you telling them?
Right now, I think that's somewhere in the distant future. And the reason that we say it, although we're very concerned about the valuation of the market, it is very high, and the next 3 to 5 years, returns should probably be very low single digits. In the very short term, interest rates are still fairly supportive of a market that can go higher. And until the Fed actually starts to raise rates, I think there's still a little bit of runway yet before the markets really turn down. Last week, we saw 5 days where the markets declined, and people were starting to get nervous, and we didn't even drop 2%. We erased half of that yesterday. So the markets, I think, still want to go higher in the short run. But, yeah, over the next 3 to 5 years, we're really not looking at a market that's priced very well here for good market returns.
Investors are heading back into technology, aren't they?
They are, and a lot of that has got to do with the fact that the economy is still suffering from the virus and not reopening. So the safe investment, if you will, is not utilities or consumer staples. It's technology. And so investors have rotated back into technology away from airlines, cruise ships, restaurants, et cetera, and back into technology, feeling that in a very slow growth economy, technology stocks can generate a fair amount of growth on their own and do reasonably well. Now, those companies are also extremely richly valued here. So we think that even with that, they're going to suffer. Their returns are going to suffer, I think, over the next couple of years.
The drop, a little losing streak here, what is it, 5 days, is not something that is really worrying you, is it?
No, not really, because like I said, I mean, it was less than 2% decline. I mean, it was one of those drip declines that we saw last week, and we've reversed half of that already just with the market move from yesterday. So, again, there's still very much a mentality by investors of any decline, any meaningful decline in the market, we should buy, because the Federal Reserve is going to swoop in and save the day if things get kind of ugly. But we've seen these play out in the past. The Fed was, in the markets in 2008 and in 2000, yet the market still declined significantly. So the Fed doesn't prevent the market from declining, but generally will come in afterwards and help out afterwards and get the markets back on their feet.
I often mention your blog, and I think folks would be interested in reading that. How do they get that, Paul?
They can drop me an email at pnolte@kingsview.com and just request it. And happy to add them onto the list and chit-chat on their own situation as well.
pnolte@kingsview.com, and that's N-O-L-T-E. Okay. I think you'll get a lot of customers there, Paul.
I appreciate it.
We like what you write and what you say here every week with us. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.